This week we start Malacha Dosh. Heaven Dosh is a form of Bara. In fact, it more is Haina Zara, Haina Dosh, Haina Bara. It's not the same thing. One is kind of certain stages of the time we used to separate the wheat from the kernels. So that's called Dosh. Dosh in translation, Dosh means threshing. This is the rights of Dosh is to separate the non-essential, something you're not going to use from its physical, something you don't want from its physical connection. That's basically it. So it's a form of bayer.
You then have the other surah?
So in Mail we learn from this, you now have to squeeze out, separate one thing from another. The Gemara says in Shabbos, the Issa is the Raisa of Dosh by fruits. Now first we'll talk about fruits and vegetables. Now then we'll talk about clothing, squeezing clothing and paper and so on. This is the Raisa of Dosh by Zaysim and Ovim. Zaysim does the grapes and olives. That is the Raisa of Dosh. Why? Why is it the Raisa? Because it's primarily made for juice. In time of Chazal, Zaysim and Ovim was primarily made for juice. So made to squeeze it on Shabbos is also the Raisa. The next category, there's three categories. One is Zaysim and Ovim. The second category is called Tusi Rimonim, that's berries and pomegranates. Berries and pomegranates, Gemara says in Shabbos, that sometimes you use it for mashka, sometimes you eat it. The time of Chazatza used to be. That you used to sometimes eat berries and pomegranates, and sometimes you used to squeeze out the juice. But since the pomegranate is not made for juice, squeezing on Shabbos is an issur d'rabbanan. And third category is called sharp pears. But in time of Chazal, all other fruits, they didn't make juice out of it. So now if someone would squeeze out, let's say an orange, in time of Chazal, since no one did it, so they would squeeze out on Shabbos, would be mutzal chatchila. And this not only are fruits, it's the gayest in lacha vegetables also. The paiskim is shabua, and most paiskim, paskim adina, that today, since we have many fruits that can get juice, you can get orange juice, apple juice, pineapple juice, grapefruit juice, all fruits that are on the market today, you can get a juice today. You can make a juice out of it. You do make a juice. You can buy it in a container. In fact, they told me in California, they sell watermelon juice. They never saw it in the market. They even get juice out, they squeeze out a watermelon, there's what such as watermelon juice. So they have to squeeze out any food today would be an Issa Drabbanan. Go into the category of Tusi Rimonim. So squeeze on Shabbos would be Issa Drabbanan. Same thing vegetables. Today you can get cucumber juice. What other juices are there? Tomato juice, carrot juice. All these types of fruits would be squeezing on Shabbos for its liquid. We'll go into the category of Tusi Rimonim, and that would be Issa Drabbanan. The only type of food that maybe that wouldn't be under the mashal, it's candle juice I never saw yet, never heard of it. So only squeeze a candle, that would be mutzah, going to sharp pears. Or some type of vegetables, I don't know such thing as cabbage juice or something like that. So now to squeeze it on Shabbos, if it's something that today you don't get a juice out of it, then the dinud, it is mutzah. But when something gets a drink out of it, then the dinud, it goes in the category of tusim rimonim, and it's also rabbanan to squeeze. So for instance, let's say a grapefruit. Since you get grapefruit on Shabbos, so very often when you drink grapefruit, let's say sometimes it's further, they make it the juice. So maybe sometimes in a foshbite, they go to a sherebach, or sometimes in a foshbite, they cut a grapefruit in half, and people what they do is they cut around it and eat it for a foshbite. Some people have it as a foshbite. So usually what you do is when you stick a spoon in, to take, then you cut around it, on each one, and then you stick a spoon in. So to take out the meat, called the meat, the oichel itself, you take a mashke along with it, that's no problem. So Sometimes often you like it very much, you go around, you need to take out all the juice, and after you go a second time around and squeeze against the peel to take out the juice. That will be up to them. But since it's already, since we mentioned that the grapefruit goes in the halacha of tusi manyan, so take a spoon and squeeze against it to get the juice out, it will be also on Shabbos. In fact, some people they do, sometimes they, after they squeeze a man with a bucket, sometimes you used to squeeze, tell you like it so much, you used to take a squeeze and put it into a spoon to do that on Shabbos, it will be also the Rabbanon to do that.
So, oranges. What if it's a vegetable or muscle that you can't do make juice out of it, but the normal way of making juice is by steaming it or cooking it or pureeing it?
Like what? For instance?
Tomato.
Tomato is not squeezed.
Carrot.
Huh? But you can put it in a food processor. If you make it for a juice, then it's
not. Not tomato.
You make it for juice.
Tomato's not. It's
but they make juice out of it.
Yeah.
You get them off, it doesn't make juice how you make it, either by cooking, squeezing. It doesn't mean squeezing, as long as they make a juice out of it, the squeeze will be awesome. Alright. Yes?
On that bit, like both tomatoes and oranges,
yeah.
They grow certain oranges in juicing and certain other oranges in doctors for eating.
Yeah, but people don't, in the store you don't make the chili.
No, when you buy that juice, it's only from the juicy oranges. You never use the eating oranges to make that. And so the same thing with the tomatoes. They make certain tomatoes for eating and certain tomatoes for
juicing. Doesn't make enough beans. So it's the squeeze in our shower to be.
Okay.
Alright. Now we came out, we mentioned to squeeze out an orange or squeeze out a fruit on Shabbos is also. What about sucking a fruit? Taking a fruit and sucking it on Shabbos. Sometimes you take a grape, you put it by your lips, you suck out the juice. Sometimes you take an orange, you suck out the juice. Can you do that or not? Right. The din is like this. Now it depends on what you do exactly. If it's inside your mouth, everyone holds his mutter. If it's inside your mouth, you know, it's the stuff of nim, the din is from lips and inside, you suck out the juice. The din is a derech achila, and there's no issue no nafkin what foods. If it's a slanav in the raita, or tusi remainder, which is rabbanon, there's no nafkimina. The din is a smutah lechatzkila. It's called derech achila. To take any type of fruit and hold it above your mouth and squeeze it into your mouth, according to everybody, that's awesome. Because it's not derech achila, and therefore, according to everybody, that's awesome. The shaila is, if I hold it between my lips and suck it, and suck in the fruit, is it mutter or asa? That's the machlokes. There's a machlokes between Rav Moshe and the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah paskins is machalik between Zeisim Anovim and Tusim Moinim. Koy Mishnah Berurah, only owls and grapes, you're not allowed to. However, Tusim Moinim is the only Rabbanon to start off with. So there he says, Gesemach HaNeshitis, it's Mashiach, Machot Zafoyskim, so it's a gate of Arayis Yishiri Machna by Owls and Grapes. However, by Tusu Reminder, which is Rabbanon, or something like you take an orange, and you take it by Lili, you suck it in, then it will be Mutzah. That's the Mishpul Paschus. However, Moshe argues, and Moshe writes in the Tshuva, that Yishiri Machmi, you have to be Machot like those Zafoyskim, that even by things which are Rabbanon, like oranges and so on, shir machmer, and then you shouldn't suck it in. If it's in your mouth completely, then it's okay. But if hold it by this and suck in the juice, you hold it off to the abonon, you're not allowed to do that.
But it's in your mouth, and then you can spit out what you don't suck.
Yeah, right, yeah. That's okay. Let's say I want to make a fruit salad. I want to make a fruit salad on Shabbos. So what I do is make a fruit salad, I cut grapes, I cut oranges, cut watermelon, you make a whole fruit salad. We're not talking about Issa Bur now. Now we're talking about when you cut a fruit, it causes the juice. While you're cutting a cantaloupe, you're cutting watermelon, you're cutting grapes and so on, it accumulates two few shilas. First when you're cutting, it causes juice to come out. Second shilas, can you use that juice that when you, let's say, do it on a plate. Now you want to take that juice, can you drink it, can you pour it into the bowl together with just the fruit? Is there a skita on Shabbos or not? So it's a shayla. When it's negated grapes, it's a deraisa. When I cut a grape, I don't want to forget, if I cut a grape or cut an orange, I don't want any juice to come out. It'd be up to me if I was a way to cut it, that all the juice should stay inside the fruit, you would do it that way. But the mitzvah sees is when you cut it, it's impossible not to secrete it. It's not impossible. It's impossible. Some juice shouldn't come out and come on a plate or on a counter, whatever it is. So it's a secretion, but it's a secretion on Nikolai. So the question that holds that to make a fruit salad with grapes, cut grapes in half, that you're not allowed to. But since we pass him by deraisas, since Eitanam is deraisa, so on deraisa, we pass him separation of Nichalei Gasa. So a matter to cut grapes or olives to make a fruit salad on Shabbos would be also. However, now the reason Machloikis, in Simish and Chav, is Machloikis, if separation of Nichalei Gasa b'chlau, Machloikis Rambam, Orach, Machloikis Rishon, but the Maisa, the Dino, we paskin, that's why Mishmur paskin, that we're machmam sequential nichle when it comes to rices, we hold it as all steps. But the Chav is only talking when again, sequential the nichle on the rices. But sequential nichle on the Rabban and the Shechnoch doesn't talk about. The Shura needs to be Chanan, and other parts of the other parts we hold, that sequential nichle on the Tinder Rabban is okay. But the Chav is only machmam when it comes to the rices, but the Rabban is not. So man, when I cut oranges, since Tuesday reminded him, it's only Drabbanan, and all the foods we said before, it goes in the category of a Drabbanan. So in Mela, you're allowed to cut oranges, or watermelon, cantaloupe, and even though it causes juice to come out, but some sikvesh for nikhle, on a Drabbanan, I'm saying only on the din Drabbanan, both parts can hold, it's mutter. So in Mela, to make a fruit salad, you should not cut grapes or olives. You're allowed to cut all the type of foods you're allowed to cut. Yes?
Doesn't
make a difference. What Chazal said doesn't make a difference.
And today, it's more
skewed
orange juice than any other juice.
Doesn't make a difference. Someone just mentioned before, now they make different type of oranges. They make juice oranges, they're eating oranges. Unless the Chazal was not Mechalot.
Let's say
orange juice today is primarily made, especially oranges, primarily made for Jews. Still, apple, pecan, it's not. It's a place to talk about it. The mice of the din is that we don't make our own tachanis. And they have our own glaze on tachanis, and therefore, it's primarily for Jews, still squeezing our Shabbos to drop on it. Yes or no? really, we're down here to Sparkus, but it's a whole Shiloh. But let's say for instance orange juice. What product do you make an orange juice? You make an ace or you make a shahakal?
It's grown for juice.
If they're grown for juice, a lot of oranges today in Florida are made juice oranges. You make an ace or not. The maitza, mishavur is a suffix. Mishavur is shatzim, maitza, it could be you make ace. But however, the maitza writes a truly passing like the biagra. The biagra holds anything which is there, shkia, which is made for drinking, even though it's primarily made for drinking, you make shahakal. That's what the there's a biyah grah passing like one or two some places, and Moshe writes that we're noise like the biyah grah, not like the other places. Right, but that's a shadow by itself. That's good here.
Okay.
You make a shakal. All oranges, even the special juice oranges, when you drink it.
Yeah, but he's asking. I think on this form and the oranges itself.
No, just on the juice.
Oh,
on the juice. Okay. Everyone knows you eat orange juice. Yeah. Orange, you eat it, you make your eggs. That's a little shadow.
Yeah.
The shadow.
Why?
So you make derech shtia, you make charcoal.
Even not pieces.
As long as shtia, you have to use a spoon and eat it. Then you got to shout if it's eggs or not. But if you eat and drink it derech shtia, you make a charcoal.
The olives they come in a jar with all the juice and you can't cut those either.
On Shabbos, no. Yeah, we just said, you should cut on Shabbos.
But that juice is usually
the juice. If you want to, I don't think anyone drinks olive juice. Do
no.
I'm just saying, but.
It's only for oil, you don't
do that. Alright. There's an olive juice in the jar, that's pickled. It's
pickled. You have an olive juice, it's okay. But that's by itself. We're talking about cutting. When you cut olive, if you have to have juice in there, it's in the jar, olive juice, you can use that olive juice if you want to use it.
Juice doesn't come out from an olive.
Juice?
What?
I don't remember eating olives even, so I can't tell you.
Oh, shit.
Huh?
Oh, shit.
Pineapple, I cut all types of fruits, I cut together. Now in the plate, it gathers liquid. Can you drink that liquid, or it's not? So Shadows and Machoikas in the Paiskim, the extent of most Paiskim is that it is okay. You're allowed to drink it. Or another thing, if you want to pour it together with a bowl of fruit, you want to pour it in there, you can do it. If you want to drink it, also, most shittas are mako to drink it also. If you want to drink it, there are machmirim, but most shittas are mako that you allow to, because since you're not doing it intentionally, you just think it's to cut the fruit, so it's on yichai. It's even a shal, it's muksa, because the din is, No.
You want to drink it, right? Since
nichai. No. You don't want it to come out of fruit, it has to come out. Lich the sway has din on yichai also. You don't want, you wrap it up to you, you want the juice to stay into fruit. If you want to cut the fruit and you want some of the juice to come out so you drink it later, that's nichalei, then we'll talk to the other. But that's usually not the case. Usually when a housewife makes a fruit salad, you like to keep as much juice inside the fruit to give it better taste. So in such a case, then for nichalei, so the gabi drinking, the gabi drinking the fruit, that juice, since it's for nichalei, there's no problem. Also, it's a shadow of muksa, it's sensitive most paiskim is, that it's not muktzah, because since it was done unintentionally, and now she does not make a chal to drink it, so certainly, even points to machmirim, hold you shouldn't drink it, but certainly if it's a muktzah, certainly there's no issa of muktzah.
Is that called nolet?
Huh?
Is that called nolet?
No.
Is it
pretty
much up as a fly
when I
mix it up?
What do you mean?
When I make a fruit salad, I put an apple
with it
into the thing, but I make it all together.
Yeah, good, but the intention, yeah, the intention is not, so it's a psychological nichol again, on a job bonus, that's okay then. The same thing.
Mm-hmm. Right. So you can't drink your kids?
Huh?
You want the very juice to mix together, and then you mix it all together.
Yeah, but you know, you've added steak inside the fruit. Ask your wife. She'll tell you she wants to stay inside the real fruit. Inside the fruit.
But still,
you don't want it to come out from the fruit.
Alright.
Certainly, it's like yichalei. Alright. What about, let me just finish here. Let's talk about a little bit about mashka abol ha'echol. There's a thing like this. To squeeze fruits, even into an empty cup, is awesome. Sometimes the rice, sometimes the banana, depends what type of fruit it is. To squeeze it into an empty cup is awesome. What then? If I squeeze it into another liquid, it would also be awesome. If you squeeze mashka into mashka, it's a reminder, it's a banana. Say it's a non, it's a rice. What about mashka abol ha'echol? By squeezing into a fruit. Well, let's say sometimes someone or some housewife, they want to squeeze some iron juice or some lemon on top of fish. To give it a taste. It's called mashka abol ha'echol. So dinner's mashka abol ha'echol has din like ha'echol itself. It's like ha'echol to ha'echol. So if it's not his based on an oven, the benichna, the sheet is the hold that you're not allowed to. But since it's time to make the juices, so male of the based on will mask not to do it. But all the type fruits, all the type fruits to squeeze it into a salad. Let's say you want to squeeze it onto a fish. Or squeeze something onto a salad. You want to make a salad, you want to squeeze some juice or some other type of fruits or vegetable onto it, but it was called mashka abol ha'echol, then the din is that you're allowed to squeeze it. Because then, like, once you squeeze the ha'echol, it turns into ha'echol. And in fact, let's say you make a salad, and you finish the whole salad, and the salad, at the end of the jar, as they finish the salad, all has juice on the bottom. Now, Shadow, can I drink that juice? I squeeze that, just before I squeeze that juice into the salad, and now I want to drink it, now I finish the whole salad, but maybe I want it to be absorbed into the salad. Now I want to have to drink the juice, it's a Shadow Nachrayim, it's sensitive to the most paiskim, it is permissible. Thank you. The dinner matka b'leichel, the place to speak out, is only when I squeeze it directly into the eichel. If I take it, squeeze it into an empty jar, and the answer is to squeeze it into the salad or whatever, that's awesome. It has to be directly from eichel to eichel. You can't use an intermediate keli. I use a spoon to empty cup, I squeeze it into an empty cup, and then afterwards I pour it into the salad or onto the fish. That is not the place to speak out, that you're not allowed to. Now there's a special shayla, I think I once spoke about in Bishul, about lemons. Lemon, why is lemons different? Because lemons don't eat lemons by itself. It's too sour, too acid. You don't eat lemons by itself. So squeeze lemons on Shabbos. There are three shittas, Medina. The Mechaber says, you're allowed to squeeze lemons on Shabbos. However, Mishnah Berurah brings down that many places can hold that since you have to squeeze lemon juice, you're not allowed to. So Adina, there's three sheets of Paiskim, if you're allowed to squeeze lemons on Shabbos or not. The Aruch HaShulchan holds Pasim Adina, even Bizman Azer, that you're allowed to squeeze lemons on Chatzilah. Because why? Because lemon, it's a lemon, you don't eat the way it is. I just need to eat it the way it is. But you squeeze it, drink it the way it is. Lemon juice, if they can't drink it, you have to put some water inside to take out the acid. You know, it gives a taste. But you can't drink it the way it is, it's too acidy. So squeeze lemons. The Mishnah Berurah paskin that is awesome. The squeeze, since you guys, you can buy lemonade, you can buy it in a jar, the real lemon, these lemon juices, you can buy it in a jar. So you see, they do make it for juice, even though you don't drink it the way it is. You mix it with other waters, and put it for tablets and so on, but they do make it for juice. So Mela, he says, also, let's say if I want to make lemonade on Shabbos, so what's the eighth Mishnah Berurah says? Mishnah Berurah says, eighth, squeeze the lemon into sugar. Because once, if you put it, you fill up a spoonful of sugar, and you squeeze the lemon into sugar, then it's a mashka b'leichel. So as long as it's dropped into the sugar, and it shouldn't have like 2 grains of sugar, and then squeeze it there, that's cheating. It has to be absorbed into the sugar. So you have to spoonful of sugar, and then squeeze it into there, so it's absorbed into the sugar, and then it's called mashka b'leichel. Then afterwards, I take it, and I put it into the, I make lemonade, or I'll say if you're like teens, kushlishi, like we spoke about in Bishul, it is kushlishi, then the mikilim, then that states the mishmuz is okay. Yeah. However, let me finish the third sheet. However, the chazon shares in the mishmuz, chazon says it's cheating. It doesn't help. Why? Because if I would say the halacha mashka b'leichel, if it stays in the eichel, but my motive is it's eventually to end up in the liquid, what's it going to do? I squeeze it directly into the liquid, I squeeze it to sugar into the liquid, it's called mashka bar ramashka. But Mishmur, I'm dead in hell now like that. What's the difference? You don't care, right now, when I did it, it was mashka bar laichel. It's okay. So Mishmur holds, it's okay, even though it's going to end up in liquid, but ramashka right now was mashka bar laichel. However, the Chazanish argues, and then it says, since at the end is gone, it'll end up being into liquid, that's called mashka bar ramashka. And not mashka b'loichol. Ladina, let me change. Ladina, most paiskin, paskin, like the Mishnah Berurah. That you can be made, if you put it and squeeze into sugar, as long as it's absorbed into sugar, it's okay. Yes.
Can I squeeze my onion, my lemon into a spoon, and then put on my fish? Because my intention goes to ojo.
No, but I have to direct.
But why?
Don't miss two things. That's halacha. When you squeeze it into an empty cup, that's mashka ball or eichel, or the mashka ball, mashka that away.
But my intention is to go into the
that doesn't make a difference.
So why is it?
Not the chumrah.
The chumrah, from that away.
So why the other way? Does it
no. Okay.
Alright.
What's the third sheet? The third is chazanish. The Chashulchan says mutar chatchila to squeeze it first, then the Mishnah Berurah, and then the Chashulchan. Those are three sheets.
Within any tavern?
What do you
mean?
What do you mean?
If you have to fight.
Yeah. If it's absorbed into it, yes. It has to be absorbed into it. Huh?
But if you start with so much juice that it, you know, overwhelms and becomes the liquid all over again.
It has to be enough. Now there is a shulchan. It's good you ask that. Did the shulchan of Rav Nichols Yontov Tov Kufay? He says the gerd is like this. I think the chazanish holds like that also. That the two types of squeezing. If it's the squeezing is much like in salads, so even though on the bottom of the salad, you see, it's not absorbed mamish into the eichel, it comes into it's huge for taste in fish and eyes. Even though these peas aren't fish, sometimes it goes to the side and so on. That's called mashka balaichel, even though it's mamish not absorbed into the eichel. That's when you do it for, that's when you're doing it to mistak in the eichel. However, when you're doing it to shkom tofel, it then has to be absorbed into it. So by sugar, it's you're doing the shkom tofel. So measure it to be absorbed into it. That's where Shulchan Aruch says it's not kinina. And I think the Chazon Ish holds the same way also. That's the Chazon Ish holds that the Shulchan Aruch
has. So what is 11 is fine, but if you do 10 or 12 so that it's not there, it's like...
Yeah, you have to be honest with yourself.
Right.
You squeeze it into something like salt. Yeah. It's squeezing salt also. As long as it absorbs completely salt. I mean, sugar and salt don't make a difference. As long as there is, it absorbs into it.
And then what if the lemon is in the water and squeeze it under the water?
It doesn't mean it's squeezing on top of the water, under the water, doesn't make much difference. now, on Hel Bishol, I mentioned again, the Gay Bishol is a shiloh with chal lemons. So the shayla of tadlins is it the bishul bechlal. The maita many achrenim says the shulchan many achrenim are machma to take a piece of lemon or to put it into a kli, even a kli shlishi. They should not because it's bishul because since it's raw, a lemon is a raw item. So to put it into a hot tea to be shayla from bishul. Therefore, the minig if you don't have a special, if it's a special in your family to use a piece of lemon to put into a tea and not come to start with them. However, the Dina, I once gave a woman's class, all the old women in class said, what do you mean, I do it every Shabbos? They said, if you like to do it, continue that way. But the Dina, the Chatzila, you should try to be machmer and not use a piece of lemon. If you want to use lemon, what you can do is you buy in a jar. That lemon that usually comes in a jar, according to Melanie Friedman, and I think we're going to go to the also, that's cooked already. It's all pasteurized already. That's the mushroom ready. So once the mushroom ready, even cliche is okay, kosher and cliche is I tell, like when she always uses cliche is to be on the safe side. But since then it's already pasteurized already, so then there's no shayla from bishul then.
What? By devilach? Give bishul achav bishul by devilach, right?
Kishani is okay, but Kishani is better always to be moisturized, she always uses Kishani.
Yes.
Alright. Sometimes you squeeze lemon juice, an orange. Sometimes baby cereal. Baby cereal, sometimes you want to give them a taste of orange in the baby cereal. So to squeeze the orange into the baby cereal, you have to be careful that it has to be absorbed into the baby cereal. It shouldn't be too, you know, you shouldn't put too much. It has to be enough to absorb that's in there, but sometimes you squeeze, like I mentioned before, you squeeze so much of the orange juice that it's not much absorbed, it's just laying around, it's not absorbed into the baby cereal, then you have a problem from schita. So therefore you have to be careful when you squeeze it into any type of a eichel, it has to be absorbed into the eichel, unless it's something like fish, which ink is done for time, not to make it become tougher, then it wouldn't matter so much. We're talking about disha now. Lishin, you've got different problems. I mean, the Lam says to lost the Shabbos. You can be mutter on one lacha, but you have to be careful on another lacha. When you make baby cereal, so we're talking about squeezing in there. Now, what you do after is when you mix it, that's what we're talking about. So it's about mixing it together. You have to be careful about lush. You have to do it to shinuyim. It should not be done in a regular, it should not be done in a regular hyphen. Have to do it to shinuyim. You have to do it crisscross. You have to do it sometimes with the back of a spoon, the handle of a spoon, or a knife. Or sometimes you do it opposite first for the mashka, but here you can put the mashka first, because you have to first have to directly into the liquid. You have to do two different shinoyim, then it's okay. Then it'll be okay.
The cereal, or sometimes it's liquidy, so the determination whether you drink it or use a spoon on it, if it's squeezing it into something that's not solid.
Outside, I'll see. Okay, that's for 10 o'clock already.
No, we started late.
We started late. No, but I have another thing where I might take a half hour.
Alright.
Okay. Alright. First, I'm going to tell you six cases, and then we'll go to the psakura. And please, don't jump on me. Okay? Alright. Reuven Shimon. Reuven was driving with a car. And he knocked into Shimon, his car, and knocked over Shimon, whatever it is. He knocked into Shimon's car, he damaged Shimon's car. Shimon was running to the airport to go to catch a plane. He got an accident with him. Caused an accident, he missed the plane. All right, dude. It came out at the end, this plane crashed. So, Reuben Kindness, I saved your life. Now, Shimon came to him, I thank you for the accident. Reuben says, to my Shoshana. Yeah. And Reuben, yeah. Wow. So, Reuben came and said, listen, if anything, you owe me money, I saved your life. You want damage? I should pay damage on the car? Why don't you pay damage on the car? The Shaila is Reuben hired to pay and to ask Mechila for the damage he did? Or no, he's caught it because he saved Shimon's life. One case. Second case. Also Maishah Shahayah. Someone's child needed a kidney transplant. And the mother of the child was able to give her kidney. She was it worked out with the blood and so on. And the right kidney was a perfect kidney for this child. So they took her into the operating room and they operated on her, and by mistake, the doctor, instead of going into the right side, the doctor made a mistake and went to the left kidney. Now, the left kidney, it came out, when they took out the left kidney, they found the kidney had cancer on it. So the shaila is, now, the doctor, made a mistake. Now, the shaila is, so now what would happen to this woman? They would have taken out, if they would have taken out the right kidney and give it to the child, and then later we found out that cancer in her left kidney, she has thought without kidneys. So the next minute Shemayim, that the doctor made a mistake. It's not a Shemayim, the doctor made a mistake. The Shaila is now, can now negate payment. As a doctor, first of all, the doctor has to pay. And first of all, does the doctor pay because he made a mistake? Malpractice. He did the left side instead of the right side. But the other way around, maybe she has to pay him. On the surgery, because why? Because she saved his life, he did the surgery, he saved his life, and saved her life, because if they had busted, who said they would have found out it's cancer? They would have found out maybe 6 months, a year later, it would be spread to the rest of the body. So basically, this doctor saved her life. So the shaila is two ways. First of all, the doctor hires to pay, but no, if I can't, maybe the patient will have to pay the doctor. What's the deal in such a case? Now, Zimson's claim, his father, maybe she's going to the highest pay before he was to save the life. Another case. Other side case. This is also a story happened. A woman, if the wife got sick and she lost her prayer chadiba, she couldn't talk. She lost her prayer speech. She couldn't talk at all. For years and years, she couldn't talk. One day, she was walking the street. And a car passes by and knocks her over, throws her 50 feet. She lands on her head and her body. She breaks a bunch of bones of her body. And she starts talking again. So Shaila was, can she call? Yes, she has two broken bones, but at least she can talk now. He asked the woman, what's the choice? Is? She'd rather be able to talk because the bones are here up. At least she can start talking again. The shaila is he chayav to pay? Or maybe she's chayav to pay him. What do you do in such a case? Another case. A woman is matzah leilad. She's matzah leilad. She goes into labor. There's only one doctor around. Wherever she is, she's somewhere stuck in some mountain. There's only one doctor around that could help her. Her life is takana. So the doctor went and did surgery on her. But while he did surgery, he had the baby, he was mazik, as if it was some maternal organ. While he did so, he was mazik, a different part of the organ. So he tried to the doctor's clue to pay that. Or the doctor could tell him, listen, if there are doctors around, you could tell him. If you don't know what you're doing, let someone else do the job.
But I was the only one around here. In a place where I was the only doctor around here, and if I once had done it, then your life would be in sakana. So I don't have to do the surgery to take out the baby. It's a C-section. So I don't have to take out the baby. So at least don't hire me to pay for extra headache I did. Another case. A doctor, someone had a prostate problem. So he went to a doctor, and the doctor said, you need surgery, you have to take out this prostate. In medicine, that's not a conventional way, because medicines will do the job. So he wasn't supposed to do surgery. But his surgery, so when he took out the prostate, he found that there's prostate cancer inside. So the doctor had no right to do surgery, that's conventional, that's not to do it. But on Micah, he saved him because he had cancer, because the rest of the body could die from it. He needs the doctor Mukhiv to pay. Another case, one more case. Again, Shidduch. What's all about Shidduch? A mother has a daughter who's going out with a boy, and the boy, the holy calls the Shidduch, the mother decides to call up her teacher. And the teacher asked the information, general information about the girl, and he asked a bunch of general questions, and one question she asked, is the girl an ethical girl? You know, she'll cheat sometimes, or she steal sometimes. What's her ethical? So she answered, you know, that sometimes she does these things. After she hung up the phone, she felt bad, she must have killed the Shidduch. She must have killed the Shidduch. 3-4 days later, she looks in the newspaper, and an announcement in Mazel Tov. Shidduch went through. So she had to go to the store, and she met another. So she had a guilty conscience. She said, Lashon Hara, maybe a nice thing should have happened. So she met the mother in the street. So the mother said, you know, this last piece of information told me, that's the thing that did the Shidduch. Why? Because we're a family, we don't do glad things. We do... We smuggle. We do things, you know, behind the government back, you know. We just cheat on this, we cheat on that. If you're very regular, run a new girl, the shit won't work out. But this is a spoke of doing something.
For sure.
Huh? No? So she still has to go ask Mechila, the girl, to sing Russian Hara about it. Because it was Russian Hara. Nice, it's Russian Hara. Okay. Don't go to speak Shiloh. Okay. And the same type of Shiloh. Okay. I said any third case? That's 6 cases. No. That's not the mistake. All right. The Gemara says in Baba Kama, the fine down basic monsters, the meister of the meal. The meal had Eric called Tevi. Tevi Avda, famous Tevi. Tom Chochem, and so on, but he's a servant. Once he was working on his eye, the Gemara says, and while he was working on his eye, he blinded him. Blinded one eye of Tevi Avda. So the meal was so happy. Now, Baruch Hashem, he's free. If you're a magician, it's from Shaka Avra. Why didn't he free him? The Rashi says he's now free. The Gemara says, from Shaka Avra, everybody say. So he could free him. But this was done by Shagig, and so he's very happy. The Gemara was very happy. His man, Baruch Hashem, now finally, Tevi's free. So he met the Bishu in the street. This is what the Gemara says. More to find out in base. The Gemara brings out. So he met the Bishu in the street. And he told Shul all excited, you know, my Tevi Avdi Baruch Hashem became free. And he was Mazik and Meshagig, and he was blind, he got free. So Shul says, doesn't help. You might have been Knash Achach Bo'edim, it doesn't help. That's the Gemara in Baba Kama. So the Beis Yitzchak, that's the Kashin, Yodeh Beisim Kufalim. No, he had to end the mess on the spot. He asked the kasher, what do you mean? Why was the meal happy over here? He was over in the Kabbalah. Dann in der Chavol beschäftigt, ich gehe jetzt kapor, und ich so beschäftigt, so scheide, but they sit together in Kashi al-Khaya, he didn't beschäftigt. He was like, Mr. Chavola. So why was the Gamil so happy? So the Besitma to the Terrence, he says like this, that there's a two Yevon in Megillah, Bina Piyam Megillah Kav Chavchez, the Yevon says that a person is allowed to be Meichel on Chavola. And I said, if you can't do this to me, I'll Meichel you. So you ask me Meichel, that's a two Yevon, she does two Yevon. So later, Teddy certainly would have been Meichel on such a thing. Why? Because he got three like this, he could do mitzvahs like a yid, now he normally has dinner for everything he had. So everyone would master, so everyone would be master. So therefore, Rav Amir wasn't afraid of Chavala, because Teddy would have been Meichel on such a Chavala, because like this, he's a free man now. So you see, from here, so what was the first Meister? First Meister was that Shimon, the woman was driving on the road, and Shimon missed a plane. Plane crashed. So the Chaya, he said, the Chaya Shmipata, woman Shmipata, why? Because he says, because it's a distance to the Hatzalah side. Right, Chavala, it's a state of his life. So he saved his life, the Chaya, he's a famous Dominion. The Chaya saved him, so Mela, he's woman Shmipata for the car accident because he saved Shimon's life. However, Chaim Kanevsky says, no Dominion. He says, what's an Afkamina? It's a chiluk, he says. That Tevi became free with the Chavala itself. Tevi came free with the Chavala itself. But the Chavala came free. So that's Chavala freedom. However, here it wasn't the same. He didn't get to stay from the car, so he missed the plane, so later on, if it happens the same Maisa, then Shaq should say that then one Pasa Tzarefa would be Pasa. However, since it wasn't direct, it was something like indirect. He stopped them from catching the plane. The Mela didn't get on the plane. The Mela, he didn't, it wasn't a plane accident. So it happened in the Mela later on. So it's only Grandma, she shouldn't go on the plane. So the Mela, he's Mechuyev to pay. The first Maisa, he's Mechuyev to pay.
But well, the whole thing is an announcement. I mean, the guy obviously wants his money, right? The guy who missed the plane, yeah. He's definitely...
If you're masculine, you have a choice. Either if you're caught...
The guy still wants his money.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, he still wants to make a difference. But you can't listen.
He's not Michael, the money, right?
He's not Michael, but I'm just
saying. The question is what? Is it non-starter that he is Michael, even though he says he's not Michael?
Yeah, right, yes.
The question is that he's non-starter, even though he says he's not Michael.
Right, yes. I'm sorry, Seichel tells you, it'll cost you, what's the difference? It'll cost you $5,000, or your whole life, the person will be $5,000.
You could go on the flight, but you're
not going to set your
family. I'm going to go down. Okay. That's Negea, the third Maisa, a woman who got, let's skip the second Maisa, get back to it, because Negea is a different shtickle. The third Maisa, a woman got sick, and she lost talking. Then she was in a car, she was knocked over by a car. So the Chaya, she still was able to talk, as soon as she was knocked over, she was able to talk. So that's David to the Maisa of Tavi Avdai, because she was knocked over, she was able to talk. So certainly, she is still... It should be part of it. However, let me finish. However, the Nissen Corrales held that he's still chayv in such a case. He still held the chayv in such a case. Why? He paskin that in such a case, nearly that's chayv. Why is it chayv? He says that when the guy drove the car, he did two things. One thing, it was his doing the marach, he said, able, you know, he knocked something around in the brain, so Mela caused it to talk to her. But he also broke a bunch of environment on. Did two different things. So the guy with the money for the brain, let's say that would be Tevi Avdai. Or the rest of the body, according to him, you do have to pay. You have to pay for it, and that action you have to pay. You can. And also, the Isha, he can be Tevei the Isha. What about if the woman? Be Tevei the Isha for money. He knocked her over. So now this person, I said, wants to pay, you owe me money now. I say, you answer, you're too nice, I'm not a doctor, but until now, you're able to talk. And you couldn't talk, now you can talk, pay me money for allowing to talk. So that, if Mr. Krell says that, you can't do it, because it wasn't scavenged for it. The scavenger, you can't charge you for that. What's the kasha?
I understand it, but here's a question of the funny thing. What do you think with damas? It doesn't. It's a question of a non-sadhu. The person says, "I'm not loyal," and the question is, we say, "No, you're a liar. You are loyal." So what's it got to do with any other halachas? It's a question open to shut case. Do we say a non-sadhu? If it's a non-sadhu, it doesn't make any difference. This maisa, another maisa. If it's a non-sadhu, it's a non-sadhu. If it's no mechila, then it's no mechila. I don't know. Over there, you're talking about kapara. You're talking about what you have to do tshuva. That's a question of indirect, direct. Here it's straight Mormonist. Either there was mechila or there wasn't mechila. I don't
see the non-sadhu. Is that
a... Oh, no, but I'm telling you, is that chira?
Again, the lady says, I'm not Moichel. We say, well, you're a liar, you are Moichel. That's the question. That's all.
She was able to talk, and plus he broke bones. So it's the case.
Any other hazard to the mind? Any other hazard to the brain? He would not be one of the
other. The fourth line. Okay.
So he wasn't tied to another hazard.
Any other hazard to the brain? Let me finish. What? The fourth line. What was the fourth line, sir? A woman's not shillelagh. A woman's not shillelagh. And while he helped her have a C-section, it was magic one by one. The Chayav HaPata. There's a Tesefton Baba Kama, it says like this. Right there, Mamash this Kamatis case. Right there, it's Mechata Chuba, the Meimah. Let's say, for instance, a mother's life is in danger. So then is, so you'll have to take the baby out. She's, let's say she's let's say a woman, she gets phlebitis in the heart. And the doctor has to take out the baby. That's when she's pregnant. So it says, the scripture says in Baba Kama, that a rifle that's v'chadach uva b'me'imai, to save the mother, it has been like the shus pezim. And once the shus pezim, he's mazika, he's potter. Because he wasn't v'chaven to the mazika. And why did he do it? Because they took an item. But Allah from they took an item. The doctor won't want to help somebody ever, because they're afraid he might do something. So if he's doing it, if I wanted to save the person, and honest, he does something wrong, the din is, it's a paskin in Shulchan Aruch also, Shulchan Aruch also, there's a doctor that did it, if he did intentionally, he's certainly chayav, but did it unintentionally, and the din is, he's part of the tikkun olam. So not, if without that, he'd be chayav. Let me finish.
Okay. So it's merit.
What?
It's a bigger concept. Again, a doctor. If you're a part of the person, and you see someone with that, and you do that, it's a merit.
I don't know.
You try to help
him,
and by helping
him,
you
can
definitely do this.
Right. So it's a step only by doctors. I don't know if he puts it in, you shouldn't touch him. You should wait for the ambulance to come. No, you shouldn't touch him. The reckless when he doesn't know what he's doing, sometimes the person's hit over a car, moving him, it'll cause, make things worse. You leave him, I think the first step we're taught like that. That if a person's hit by a car, don't touch him, just keep him warm, and don't move him, because if you move him, he might make things worse. Alright. So, according to that, there's no shayla on the doctor over here. That day he did it, says Kronz is after, there's Mazika, while she was Makshu Reilid, the din is, it's Nesik Noram, there's no problem. It also to Raya, to the third Maisa, the woman who was sick, and she lost speaking, when he was Pog Isha, it was below the leadership president. So it's Pog of the Isha, so what we say Pog of the Isha in the third Maisa, that Mr. Kress had to be hired. In this case, also you'll be hired, because since he's not the Shus Bezdin, he's driving car, knock her over, so he has to pay for her broken bones. Okay. Now, Negea, the second Meister. The second Meister was a woman with the kidneys. A woman with the kidneys, that the right kidney was probably made a mistake, and the left kidney had cancer. And it was a mamish of Meister in Shemayim. And that's the Shemayim, because it will come out, she never knows. One child kidney goes, child other one cancer. She still will be a recipient of the kidney. She will put herself in sakana. So they speak out that Isha, that there's no reason why to keep a chayav this person. Because why he saved this doctor saved her life. And Adraba, even more as Ramil, But the meal, there was a mitzvah to blind the person's eye. Here was a mitzvah to save this woman. So I took him out, by doing the shaykh, he did something good. And everyone had the keys to save this person. So Mela, the Reifa did, he did what he did the proper thing. So Mela, he can't out be Mechayah the Reifa. The only thing is, you have to be nice, you have to warn the Reifa, you have to be careful in the future. It's like, there's a Maisa from Zubna Magid. Zubna Magid, here's the Kasha, Shtaka Kasha, holding it almost important. He says, the Nei Banu Shahaman was Zaycha, to sit with Yoshev with Bnei Brak. So she said, Nei Banu, they taught Torah in Bnei Brak. From the Torah in Bnei Brak. So Frekta to the Magid. This Rosh Marusha, where is this chus that children should, this 8 o'clock, should be sitting in Torah, learning Torah? We come to him. This chus. So he said to Marshall, so the Magid said to Marshall like this. He says, there's once the son of a king that was once on a road. And he started choking on something. A Rosh Moshe walked by, he saw the guy choking, so he took advantage and started beating up the guy. Beating him back and banging him back and forth and so on. Just a Moshe gives. Not to save him, he wanted to kill him. But while banging back and forth, he was able to knock out the thing out of his, came out of his throat. So he saved the king, he saved the king's son. So the king decided what he's going to do if this is a Magid Moshe. He said, listen, you're a Rosh Marusha, you deserve Misa. He tried to kill him with Ben Mal, he tried to kill, you deserve Misa. Abba, your children will kill you, but your children, because you saved my son's life. So same thing also. Haman was a Rosh Marusha, he was told on ace. However, the Almighty got tied to the Tshuva. That goes to the Tshuva, this is the Mahadi says. Okay, 1 second.
Good question on the table.
Well, let me finish. So Mela, here also, even though he did wrong, so he got into a patch for the Maitha, he saved the person, so he can't charge him. 1 second. I'll take questions now.
The case of
the case of the Beit Yitzchak with Tevi Avdoi. Because since over there, he didn't say Vasa. He thought he was doing something bad. But at the end, it wasn't say Vasa. The Torah from this case, Shida came out, so then, you don't have, so he didn't say something bad. It came out, it wasn't Vasa. It wasn't Torah at the end. So Mela, he didn't tell it, like Tevi Avdoi. He beat him, so Tevi Avdoi. And therefore, that's why Shida has to ask the Mechila.
Why do you have to come out to that?
Okay.
Why do you have to come out to that? So you have a Piyut to tell it straight anyway.
What?
You have a Piyut to tell it straight anyway. It's like
a business. That's what it is. Yeah. You don't have to say everything.
But if they ask you straight out, you're sitting on the grill and you're the teacher, you don't have to. You don't have to say anything.
I don't know what you do.
What I'm asking, what are you getting?
Prostate.
What?
The prostate one.
Oh, prostate
five,
also.
Number five.
Prostate is...
The
prostate also, since over there, Maisa he saved, Maisa by prostate, Maisa he saved him, so man, he can't charge him as a specialist, he's going to charge him as a surgeon. Surgeon charges blood, but just to take out the kidney, but to charge him as, to take out the prostate, that you can't. You charge only as a surgeon, but not the price of a specialist for taking out the prostate.
You had said on the case with the kidney, how malpractice is what? We would have an American law.
American law, they'd sue you, no?
No, but the child would be able to sue for malpractice.
That's what I'm asking. Yeah, the third person, the person that didn't get the kidney, do they have a tie-in against the doctor? The third party. Do they have a tie-in against
it? They didn't kill my mother.
Was it one?
Huh?
Save my mother's life.
I know.
Is it five?
Damage on the car.
Damage on the car, he has to pay. Because it's only indirect. Because if it's an airplane, someone was direct. But it's indirect.
What do I have to do? I thought if they asked me straight out, I got an answer. Apparently I'm wrong.
You don't have to say everything clear.
But they said, you cheated.